You're listening to SBS News.
A form of paid pandemic leave is being introduced after months of campaigning by the trade union movement, the Business Council of Australia and the Labor Party. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese pressed the case again, saying those who can't afford to miss a paycheck need to be able to feel comfortable staying at home, knowing they'll receive a payment while self-isolating.
People going to work because they don't feel like they have an alternative in terms of putting food on the table for their families is one that must be addressed, and it should be announced immediately as a priority.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has offered a compromise by announcing a $1,500 disaster relief payment, but only for people living in areas such as Victoria that's declared a state of disaster. It will only apply to workers who don't have sick leave entitlements or payments through JobKeeper or JobSeeker. People going to work when they're supposed to be staying at home is one of the reasons why Victoria is struggling to control its outbreaks. Another 13 people lost their lives as the state recorded 429 new cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's a very challenging time for Victorians.
It's heartbreaking. This pandemic, this virus, is taking a heavy toll. And now is the time, as it has been throughout this pandemic, that we continue to provide support to one another, that we look out for each other, that we offer an elbow of support. Wish it was a hug, but we know that's not going to help. But that offer of support, being there for each other at this time, is incredibly important. If you've got friends in Victoria, call them, cheer them up, encourage them.
Melbourne is now in a harder lockdown, which includes a nighttime curfew from 8 o'clock to 5 in the morning. The tighter lockdown, which in many ways mirrors what New Zealand did months ago, will last for at least 6 weeks. Premier Daniel Andrews says it's vital to get the numbers down, and part of that strategy will see many businesses closed.
Whilst I never thought that I would be telling people not to go to work, that is what we have to do in order to stop the spread of this wildly infectious virus, this deadly virus. This six-week period is absolutely critical. We have got to make decisions, very difficult decisions, but we've got to err on the side of doing everything we possibly can to drive these case numbers down.
Shops such as supermarkets, grocery stores, bottle shops, newsagents, petrol stations and post offices will remain open, but many other retailers will have to close by midnight on Wednesday. Some retailers, like hardware stores, will stay open for tradespeople, but everyone else will have to use click and collect for contactless pickup only. Other industries will be scaled back, and that includes meatworks. Premier Daniel Andrews says production will be reduced in that industry by one third. He says people employed in the sector will have to wear personal protective equipment.
Those workers will be essentially dressed as if they were a health worker. Gloves and gowns, masks and shields. They'll be working in one workplace only. They will be temperature checked. They will be tested. It is a proportionate response to the risks that that industry poses.
Scott Morrison is encouraging Australians to have a forward-looking focus, to concentrate their minds on what needs to be done now.
Everything people have had to do is hard to cop over these many months, but it's what we have to do. It's what's necessary. And even if we find it hard to agree with on occasions, or can't understand it, or wish it wasn't happening, or say this didn't need to happen, if X and Y were done. None of that really at the end of the day stacks up to what has to be done. And we know what we need to do now. And I know Victorians know what needs to be done now. And I know many will find it really hard. But we're all counting on them to do it.
Economists are warning the tighter restrictions in Victoria will make an already damaged economy even more depressed. Stephen Koukoulas is the Managing Director of Market Economics.
From a very poor starting position, the lockdown in Victoria means that we're going to have another big hit to economic activity. Victoria is about a quarter of Australia's GDP. The lockdown will see about a 10% decline in Victoria's economic output. So that's about a 2.5 percentage point cut.
As the COVID-19 case numbers remain high in Victoria, the leaders of the other states and territories are nervously watching the developments. In New South Wales, which has had another 13 cases, Premier Gladys Berejiklian is encouraging people to always have a mask or face covering with them and to use it when they feel it's necessary.
You need to judge yourself and you should do what I do. I always have a mask in my pocket. If I feel uncomfortable about a situation, I can wear it if I feel that my social distancing is being compromised. So I would recommend everybody have a mask in their pocket or in their bag, and if they feel that they're in a situation they need to wear one, they should.
South Australia, which recorded two new cases, has announced some new restrictions, including reducing the number of people who can take part in family gatherings from 50 to 10. Premier Stephen Marshall says making some adjustments now is part of the ongoing effort to try to avoid what's happened across the border.
We are increasingly concerned about what we're seeing over in Victoria and the potential for that seeding to come here to South Australia. We don't want it. It's going to cause enormous disruption to our state, and so we have to take this proactive stance to keep our state safe.
Queensland didn't register any new cases in the past 24 hours. It has 12 active cases. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.